I had him holding. Just a second.
Yellow. Just answer me, honey. Are you going to get him or not?
I'm trying to get him back on the line. He hung up on me. I'm sorry.
Well, cut in. I didn't know that you... When I place a call and I don't get you, cut in and tell me, and I'll get off.
Yeah, well, you were trying to send Anderson. I hated to do that. I'll have him just a second.
Hello, Roy.
Mr. Wilkins.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Roy, I need to have you do a little hard thinking for me.
Yeah.
This bill looks like it'll be ready late today. They're trying to filibuster it some in the House, and it may not be. But word got out that we might have a big celebration and... signing ceremony on July the 4th. That came from some of the people on the Hill, and we talked around here about it, and nearly everybody concluded that the wise thing to do was to sign the bill as soon as we could and name the conciliation director as soon as we could after it became available. So we planned tentatively to do that this evening. Question's been raised now. I've talked to Louis Martin and some of the folks here, and they think we ought to sign it as soon as we can after it's passed. But question's been raised now that if we sign it that quick, that Saturday throughout the South, the big day when everybody's in town shooting craft firecrackers, and it's the 4th of July and celebrating, and the fellas get a few drinks of beer, and we could kick off a wave of trouble that would wind up a lot of people getting hurt, and maybe we ought to wait until after the weekend. Now, we've already tentatively announced that we're going to do it tonight,
yeah,
if the bill's available. That is my better judgment. But I thought before I did it that maybe I better check with one or two of my friends and let them think about it and see what their judgment was. They know the situation better than I do, maybe.
Mr. President, I think the idea, which has already been suggested, of signing it as soon as it's available is the correct idea. I think you have the right hunch here. I think a delay would simply mean that you felt that you ought to delay signing it. You know, it would be interpreted that way.
I'll tell you another thing that worries me. The Republicans are leaving for their convention, and they're getting out tonight.
That's right.
Congress is not going to be in session in the House tomorrow.
That's right.
And I'm afraid, I don't know whether they've come or not, but it was bipartisan, and I think it when the, we ought to have Republican legislators like Kuchel and like Halleck, just same Dirksen, just like we have Humphrey.
That was my second reason. The first one had to do with the problem, perhaps the violence, but the second one is that the Republicans do deserve a chance at this.
That's what I think, and I think they'd charge me with trying to be cute and put off signing after he's ready to sign.
That's right.
Until after they left town.
That's right. I mean, this is the overwhelming political reason. And that's what's being talked about in Washington. I was there last night, and they said the Republicans wanted a chance at it, and that's the reason it's being moved up. And I think it would be regarded as a gracious gesture on your part to sign it promptly, so they could take part in the ceremony and go about their convention.
Yeah, all right. Okay, now, I want you to be thinking how you can make good suggestions to Leroy Collins. I've got to, they haven't given me a final answer yet, but he has told me if his board will let him, he's going to come with me.
He's a wonderful man.
And I believe it's the best man we could get.
Absolutely, a wonderful man.
Will you stay close to him and give him suggestions?
I'll be happy to do anything I can, Mr. President.
Well,
anything I can.
I need not reiterate that there's not anybody in this cause that, in whose judgment I think sounder than yours. So I just wish you'd take some initiative and not sit back and be too modest.
Very good. I'll endeavor to do anything I can to help out in this matter and to volunteer whatever advice I think will be helpful.
You think about folks like Ted Keel, that general type all over the South that you've found that are reasonable.
Yes.
So you can make available some of those people's names to Leroy, and I'll have him talk to you after he gets in.
Very good.
And I sure do thank you, Roy. And did our meeting come out all right with your board?
Yes, it did. I thank you.
Well,
I thank you for not only for what you said the other day with the board, but I thank you for what you did on this bill.
Well, I have great confidence in you, and I think we've got a long, hard fight ahead, but if we work together, we'll find the answers.
We'll do it.
Because we're right.
Yes, we'll do it.
We're right. Goodbye.
Thank you.